O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I can close my eyes and picture one school morning in spring when I was in high school. I was a senior in high school driving my 1985 rusty red Dodge Omni to school. The bumper had fallen off. It had rusted clean off, and my dad had strapped a 2x6 to the back. I was the only person in town with a wooden bumper. But this morning, I walked out the back door of our house because my car was parked in the back. My parents were so ashamed of my car. No. That was the only place for it to be parked. And I walked out the back door, and it was a spring morning like today. It was a spring morning where it had been raining the night before, the day before, and the sun came up bright in the morning, and the birds were chirping. And I walked out the door, and the earth was wet, and the trees were green. And you could just breathe in the life and the growth and the breath of God. And all the works of the Lord were declaring his glory that morning. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And as I was reading today and listening to the psalm, I was thinking about those babes and those infants who are fighting our enemies. And I was thinking about my babes, my two-year-old, my four-year-old, Elijah and Miriam. And we go to the YMCA, and we go swimming in the pool at the YMCA downtown. And downtown, they have a family locker room, and we go in there to get changed. And they have one of those little yellow teepees, you know, those little yellow trees that say, warning, wet floor. And there's a guy pictured on the thing going like this. Well, they can't read yet, and so they walked in, and they see that sign with the universal no over it, and they go, Dad, look at the sign. It says no dancing and prancing. And every time we go into the locker room, they see this sign, and they say, look, Dad, no dancing and prancing. And then they immediately start to dance and prance. We're dancing, we're prancing. And they dance and prance, and then we go swimming. And what's interesting about that, what I love, is they cannot help but declare the glory of the Lord with their dancing and their prancing. The life that God has put in them, they can't help but let it out with their dancing and their prancing. So much so that it reminds us to be alive. That's why I love that we have all the kids come up here at the end of worship. And they dance and they prance. and they shake the eggs and they bang the sticks. And they dance and they twirl. To remind us, all adults, that the glory of the Lord is great. And how majestic is the name of the Lord in all the earth. My wife, Emily, who's also a pastor, is studying to become a spiritual director. And she has to do a lot of introspection and a lot of thinking about her life. And as a part of a retreat that she was on recently, she had to walk a labyrinth. And a labyrinth is a spiritual practice that the ancient Christians, our mothers and fathers, built, constructed. And there's only one path. You can't get lost in this labyrinth. There's only one path. You start on the outside, and you walk in, and you get to the inside. And there's no right or wrong way to walk a labyrinth. And she was on a retreat, and she was learning, and the director of the retreat said, you need to do the labyrinth the way that God tells you. Listen for God's Spirit to tell you what to do. And all my wife could think of was Miriam and Elijah dancing and prancing. And so you know what she did? She danced and pranced the labyrinth. And she said, I felt silly and self-conscious the whole time, but that's what I needed to do. I needed to dance and prance that labyrinth to let go of all that would make me forget of who God made me. And so she danced and pranced. And it was the preaching of 2-year-old Elijah, the infants in her midst, that defeated the enemy of her self-doubt in that moment, just like the scripture says. Oh, Lord, how Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I couldn't help but think about the, how many of you have had Verners before? You ever had Verners? Anybody had Verners? You know, ginger ale, Michiganders. Some of you maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know about you, but for me, even as an adult, but especially when I was a kid, you know, you pour yourself a glass of Verners, right? And you go, and you're like, oh, this is going to be good. And you take that first sip, and the fizz gets up your nose, you know, and it's all ginger, and you're just like, wakes you up. I was thinking about that as I was contemplating this, and I was like, even that declares the glory of the Lord. even the fizz in the ginger ale is a part of the wisdom of God's creation, that we could taste such a sweet thing and know that it's from God, that we could laugh with our children and our friends and know that that is from God, that God's name is praised throughout the earth. Jesus, when he was talking to his disciples, he was preparing them for his departure. He was giving them all these instructions that we hear today in our gospel reading. He was talking to them about what was going to happen next. Before he was crucified and raised, he wanted to prepare them. And so he told them, I can't tell you everything right now. You cannot bear everything that I'm about to say. Listen to that. Listen to that. He said, I'm not telling you everything right now. You cannot bear everything that I have to tell you. His message was not completed in that time. That's what he says. He says, but don't worry, because I have everything from the Father. And everything that the Father gives to me, I'm giving to you, and the Holy Spirit will give it to you. Everything that I have is from the Father, Jesus says. And I'm giving everything that I have to you, and the Holy Spirit will give that to you. Do you know what that means, my brothers and sisters? It means that my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old can preach to me, and then that's God. And then I can drink Verners and feel the fizz in my nose, and be reminded that the Holy Spirit is in me, and that's God. And that I can walk out on a spring morning and smell the green growing things and know that the Spirit is breathing life into all of God's creation and hear God. And that is God. Because all that the Father had, he gave to Jesus. And in the God's Spirit, Jesus is giving that to us. And the Spirit has no bounds. God's Spirit has no bounds. And God, Jesus promises, he says, I'm going to tell you things. Because I can't tell you everything right now. He says, I'm going to tell you things that I didn't say yet. And it might be through your kids. And it might be through the springtime. And it might be through Verners. And it might be through a labyrinth. And it might be through dancing and prancing. It might be through the scripture. It might be outside of the scripture. But it will all point back to me, Jesus says. It will all point back to me, the truth that I will reveal, that the Holy Spirit is revealing to you. That is the promise of the mystery of the Holy Trinity, is that when we experience God's Spirit, we are experiencing God. The fullness of God was pleased to dwell in Christ, and the fullness of God, Christ was pleased to pour out into our lives in God's Holy Spirit. That when we experience Christ, when we experience the Holy Spirit in our lives, whether it be in baptism or Holy Communion or in Scripture or in community or in forgiveness or in our kids or in wherever, we are experiencing God in God's fullness. It's not some half God. It's not some, well, maybe that was God, I'm not really sure. No, it's God. That's God. That's what the Proverbs was all about today. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. In all the earth. Not just a piece of it. Not just right here. Not just right there. These are just pointing to the fact that God is everywhere. And that God's presence of love is poured out everywhere into our hearts. That's the mystery of the Holy Trinity. That God is present, fully present in God's Spirit. That Christ is fully present in God's Spirit. That God, who created everything, is fully present in God's Spirit. And that we have access to God in God's Spirit. So we can say with confidence, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Let's do it together. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen.